lesson number 10, the gifts of the Holy Spirit. There are different kinds of gifts, our memory verse tells us, but one Spirit. There are different kinds of service, but one Lord. Even though the Holy Spirit produces the same spiritual fruit in the lives of all believing Christians, all believing Christians don't have the same gifts of service. The body can be in health, but the members of the body have different functions. The eye doesn't function the same way as the digestive tract, but health can pervade both. So if you can look at the fruit of the Spirit, this general health, Christian well-being, character development, and gifts as the service performed by various members of the church. Part number one, the Spirit's nine fruit. Paul lists them. The fruit of the Spirit is love. Now, I wouldn't push this too much, but I've heard it, and you've probably heard it too many times through the years. The fruit is love. That's singular. And then it says, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control as the rainbow hues of the light. The gift is love. And as love is split up into its various rays, as light is in prismatic clouds, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control are seen to be the shades and hues and colors of the rainbow that is love. That's always appealed to me. If you have love, the rest of them, the rest of the fruit follow. And we can think of each of these, joy, a kind of resilience, an inner peace, which brings us to the next idea. No fight, no stress, a relying upon God for everything. Now, sometimes I think about the various organs of my body. When one is in good health, one is unaware that any organ exists. But you eat something that disagrees with you, and suddenly your stomach cries out in anguish. I remember walking up the Statue of Liberty with Molly years ago, and Judy is a teenager. It was not at all bad walking step by step to the top, but I was amazed how difficult it was coming down. My leg muscles for the last 25 or 30 of the treads of the stair cried out in anguish. On the way up, I was unaware that I had calf muscles, but when they were strained and stressed, then they came. So when everything is functioned, and love controls the life, peace, patience in relationship, kindness to the unlovable, goodness, God-likeness, there's none good but God, faithfulness, trust in Him, gentle treatment of the old and the unlovely and the unlovable, and self-control. Every twinge of thought, every twinge of anger, resentment that comes up, now controlled by the Spirit. Part number two. You are important to God, proved by what He has invested in you. God so loved you and me that He gave His only begotten Son for all time, for eternity. And Jesus loved us so much that He gave up the independent usage of many prerogatives of deity. He took upon Himself our human body, in which He now lives, restricted, limited, omnipresence laid aside, omniscience laid aside, omnipotence laid aside to illustrate dependence on his Father. Greater love hath no man than this, than Jesus laying down his life for his enemies. And he who thinks us important enough to give himself has given us talents, all kinds of abilities. He gave, as the story illustrates, one man five, another man two, another man one. When the day of judgment came, the man who had two produced two more. He had four. So he ends his life service with fewer talents than somebody else began them. He began them with five. The other man ends them with four. But the commendation, the acceptance in the great hereafter, just the same for both. But it was the one with one talent who buried it in the earth. Think about that. Have you ever been buried in a book? All absorbed? This man's talent was buried in the earth, in the things of the earth, in the pursuits of the earth. And when the Lord came, he had nothing to show for his life. Here's your talent. I've given it to the earth, it bringing forth no fruit that will last in the kingdom of heaven. And ask yourself now, am I taking my talent, my skill, my ability, whatever it is, as an accountant, as an attorney, as a physician, and I'm burying it in the pursuits of the earth? There is no difference between my life service than any other accountant, than any other physician, than any other attorney. I'm one of them. How are you multiplying that one talent? I can be a teacher, and I can devote that talent so that I'll have fruit in the kingdom of heaven. I can be a teacher, and I can devote that talent so that at the end of life, I have nothing but a pension to add to my social security. There's nothing that will last for eternity. And Jesus is very clear in calling our attention to the fact that we must use our talents. The fruit of the Spirit are within. They show the kind of life that the Spirit would live in us, replicating Christ's character. The gifts of the Spirit are given to qualify, to strengthen our innate abilities to bring forth results for eternity in the kingdom of God. Part number four, qualities that qualify us. These talents include both spiritual qualities and specialized ministries. The needs of the church, the needs of our families, the needs of society, all can be met by Christians whom the Spirit equips. Our lesson calls attention to six spiritual qualities that Paul noted. Exhortation, that is teaching. Mercy, that is the relationship, the ministry of relationship to those who are being treated unjustly, unfairly, that have great needs. Wisdom, the ability to take knowledge and apply it for the solution of human problems. Fourth, knowledge itself. Somebody must know. Somebody must study. He must have the facts. And this is one of the gifts. Faith, the ability to believe and project the promise through insuperable difficulties to ultimate results. You think of some of our pioneers. They have faith. God tells them, Mission Board tells them, go preach the gospel, go build churches, go raise up schools, go build hospitals. We look back 30, 40 years later, there's a huge hospital. There's a school, college, university, somewhere on this planet where before there was a jungle. Men of faith take the word and act by it. Then discerning of spirits, the realization of whom to trust. The ring in the heart, this is right. The ring in the mind, warning, be careful. The discerning of spirits. Part number 5 and 6, the 12 spiritual directed ministries. Now these are the ones that the scriptures mention. We could perhaps mention others. Apostles. Apostello, to send from. So send I you. God calls people to go out as his representative into families, into the community, into the nation, into the world. Contributors. He that giveth, let him give in simplicity. God gives some people the ability to make a lot of money. They are to give it. They are to give it to his cause. Evangelists. These are people that take the evangel, the proclamation of the gospel, and proclaim it into places where it's never been heard before. Then there are healers. These may be counselors. Their words may work like medicine, building up bruised hearts and spirits. Their ministry may be kindness in the home. There's healing because they have been there. They may practice medicine in its hundreds of forms so that health may result. Then there are helpers. I think of a church service. In our newsletter, nearly 50 people are necessary every Sabbath for the running of the church. From the janitor, who keeps everything warm, nice, and open, custodian, clean, fresh, to the ones who arrange the flowers and welcome the people, to all the teachers in all the departments, from cradle all up to senior, those who seat the people, those who take the offering up, who collect the offering, who bank the offering, who pay the bills. We can make a huge list of helpers. Every one of them has a necessary part for the smooth working of the church to the honor and glory of God. Then there are rulers. We choose them. We appoint them. They've got to make the decisions for us. Then there are some who work miracles, all kinds of miracles, financial, healing, life-changing. There are pastors who shepherds, prophets who proclaim, teachers who instruct, people gifted with language, bilingual, trilingual, and learn languages, and those who interpret. And these are all working together through the empowering spirit, through individuals, through churches, through communities, through organizations, till we all get ready for the coming of Christ. This is an ongoing ministry of the Holy Spirit, which we can see today so beautifully functioning in the church in all the world.